This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We did a story back in November about Denton, Texas, about how a town in the middle of oil and gas country had banned fracking. The smart money was on some kind of pushback from the oil and gas industry, and indeed it has come. Today, the Texas legislature banned fracking bans. Similar proposals are working their way through the process in other states as well. Marketplace's Scott Tong is back on the story for us. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Kai.
All right, Texas has passed its bill in the legislature. It's going to the governor. What would it do?
Well, you mentioned the governor. Everyone expects the governor to sign it. Mm-hmm. And the bill would provide what's called state preemption. And that is state law here would trump anything that local jurisdictions, cities, or towns pass, including, you mentioned Denton, Texas, and they passed a ban on that. Well, this would undercut that. Now, next door in Oklahoma, a similar bill has also passed one chamber, and the sponsor there said he wants to, quote, get ahead of what we're seeing in other states. So this is happening not just in Austin.
Are they connected, though, Oklahoma? And I mean, there are other states as well.
Well, there's a group that connects state lawmakers, mostly on the right, with business, and it's a group called ALEC. That's the acronym. And a person at ALEC said, yes, they have been communicating with officials in various states on this issue, and he said what others have told me, and that is the key argument here is economic interest, that especially in these historically oil and gas states, that's the preeminent interest, Kai.
What happens then if these bills get passed, or when they get passed?
Well, what happens underground, as we said, is governed by the states, and then above ground, a lot of places have rules on, say, how far a well can be from a house or a school. And in the state of Texas, the bill language says they have to be commercially reasonable. So the burden is on the local jurisdiction to do something that is reasonable to the economic interest. So, you know, it looks like it's something that the industry certainly likes.
Right. Is there a bigger picture here? Is there a federal picture on this? I mean, we've been talking states.
A lot of fight in a lot of states. The thing to remember is that the federal government does regulate drinking water, but for a decade now, these fracking wells have been exempt from EPA oversight.
Scott Tong from the Sustainability Desk. We got him in Washington. Thank you, Scott.
Okay, you're welcome.